I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Transportation, power generation, and the food supply are slowly getting back to normal in China after it snowed relentlessly for nearly a month. Dozens of people were killed and millions affected. Children's Hope International's Corey Barron says as they help, Christ's love will be seen. They're focusing their attention on 13 orphanages hit hard by the disaster. And during a January seminar, past African-American missionary candidates received a formal apology from SIM International for being denied the opportunity to serve as missionaries. The organization says this was a practice reflective of the colonial African governments and places where SIM worked. Lately, though, the organization's been unpacking the baggage of their long history. SIM Director Steve Strauss also washed the feet of three African-American missionaries after the apology speech as a symbol of repentance. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University. Details of these stories and others are available on the web at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.